Good day. My name is Krista, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Ecofibre Full Year 2023 Results Presentation. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, please submit your questions via the Q&A box on your screen. Thank you. Eric Wong, CEO and Managing Director, you may begin.
Thank you, and I'd like to thank everyone for joining our webcast right now. With regards to our FY23 results, at our half-year announcement, we discussed and released our strategic review. Since then, we've implemented strategic review, and our business is on a pathway to positive EBITDA for the second half of financial year 2024. During the second half, we refocused the business and reset our cost base to target operating cash flow positive in FY24. We've done this by closing down some non-core business lines. We've, during the half, delivered 11 million dollars in annualized cost savings. 8.8 million of that is in cash cost savings. As a result of these actions, our second half 2023 operating costs declined by 27% versus the first half of last year. Additionally, during the year, we had revenue growth of 8%, which was driven by the existing Hemplac business line. So in the Hemplac, the revenue grew by 26%, driven primarily by the turf and biomedical yarn business lines, which involve long-term clients at Chubb. Enanda Health is able to deliver flat revenues, and this is despite some pretty significant industry headwinds in the U.S., which are subsiding right now. And unfortunately, in Enanda Foods, we lost revenues of $3 million in U.S. planting seed sales. This was in the second half due to some extreme weather related to our crop losses. During the second half, we also developed some significant growth levers, which we're most pleased about. And in Hemplac, we continue to add quality partnerships, and you'll feel the full impact of these partnerships in the second half of 2024. So the first one was a three-year specialty yarn memorandum of agreement for supplies partnership with Under Armour. We expect revenues in this financial year to be around $5 million, with annual revenue about $9 million at full capacity. We are planning on growth from a second machine, and that's expected within the next 12-18 months, given significant demand exists. A second major client we brought on was Cruz Foam, who has significant intellectual property in biodegradable packaging, and we've become the manufacturer for them, and we will commence in the first quarter of this financial year and contribute further revenue growth in FY24 and beyond. And finally, we took actions to reset our balance sheet and reduce financial risk to the company. So in terms of reducing financial risk, we established EOS Bio to reduce the risk in maintaining upside from commercializing our clinical research portfolio that deals with gynecological diseases. Additionally, in the first half, we reported inventory and asset adjustments, and in the second half, there's an accounting change for deferred tax asset, and there's an adjustment for the Tech Innovate earn-out adjustment, which I'll discuss further. So overall, for the year, our EBITDA normalized from FY22 to FY23 improved from -$17.2 million in FY22 to a $13.2 million EBITDA loss in FY23. And half-on-half momentum is improving with $8.6 million loss in first half of 2023 and a $4.6 million loss in second half of 2023. On the next page, I'll describe and give you a picture of the overall results that we've had. So we've improved our underlying results, as discussed, with EBITDA improvements from FY22 to FY23, as well as EBITDA improvement from first half 2023 to second half 2023. An important note, the second half includes a loss of $3 million in U.S. seed sales due to severe weather that I mentioned earlier. So overall, the result, revenue was up slightly, as mentioned, 8%. We continue to improve our gross margin via product mix and efficiencies, and operating expenses were reduced during the year. With regards to investments, we've continued to focus our investments on Hemp Black in particular as part of our refocus on our businesses. And we've also, the Avanda Health clinical studies for the Australian F3 biological diseases portfolio occurred. And going forward, the clinical R&D will be held inside EOF Bio. And during the year, cash remained steady at $7.3 million. On the next slide, I just want to reconcile and walk through EBITDA to the normalized figures. So our EBITDA reflects a reset balance sheet that's in line with our refocused business. So the top chart walks you through a normalized EBITDA of negative 22.4 EBITDA to a normalized EBITDA of minus 13.2. And the second chart does it for normalizing our NPAT. So in the first half, we disclosed and discussed non-cash impairments to realign capacity to improve performance into this financial year. In Ananda Health, we aligned to business conditions, which meant our work-in-progress inventory was revalued to current market value. We adjusted our fixed assets to reflect capacity requirements, and we impaired software assets when no longer in use. In Hemp Black, we actually exited our loss-making apparel business and took impairments on finished goods inventory, the knitting machine, and intangible assets associated with that. In the second half, there were two adjustments. One was an accounting adjustment to the deferred tax asset of $13.7 million. That's, as I mentioned, the new accounting standards. However, all tax losses still remain available for future use. And the second adjustment was a positive $2.5 million, and that was related to the Tech Innovate earnout, which we disclosed earlier last week. By extending it 2 years, the value was spread out over 7 years versus 5 years. At this time, I'll turn it over to Jonathan Brown, who will run through our financials.
Thanks, Eric. I'll run through the financials in four slides. On this slide that we have before us now, I'll go through the income statement in further detail. We'll then turn to the balance sheet. We'll look at the segment results and then talk about cash flow. So when you look at the FY23 normalized results, obviously, as Eric said, revenue increased by 8% from FY22 to 23, and that growth really was concentrated in Hemp Black business with a flat result in Ananda Health, and the seed impacted result that we had in Ananda Food, particularly through the second half with the damage to crops. Direct costs of $15.2 million gave us a gross profit of $17.3 million, and that's a normalized margin of 53%, up from 49% in FY22. So higher revenue and expanded margins on a normalized basis. Looking at operating expenses, we reduced costs year on year from $37 to $35 million. And when you look toward the left at the half-on-half results, that really tells the story in terms of OPEX. So in the first half, operating expenses were $20.4 million, reducing to $15 million in the second half. And so that cost base really has been reset. As Eric set out in an earlier slide, that was staff costs, legal and professional costs, R&D, and also non-cash depreciation within that shift. Interest expense increased to just under $3 million. That was as a result of closing our loan facility with Newbridge in July 2022. So we've had a full year impact from that secured loan. And that gives us a normalized profit before tax, or loss before tax, of 20.6. After tax, 19.4, and that number that Eric just ran through on the graph before, the $13.2 million EBITDA loss. And again, on the left hand side there, it's important to look at that trend half on half. The 8.6 EBITDA loss in the first half reducing to 4.4 in the second half. Turning now to the balance sheet. Overall, net assets reduced from $110 million to $75 million as a result of various impairments that we've just talked through, the first half impairments that we had, as well as in the DPA write-off that we reported in this latest half. Current assets overall, $22 million. That's come down from $37 million, mainly because of the inventory write-offs that we had in the first half, and also because we've collected upon, when you look at the other current assets, we've collected the U.S. government receivables that we've had through that period. That's reduced other current assets from $9 million to $1.5 million. Non-current assets have reduced from $113 to $97 million. You can see the shift there in property, plant, equipment. That also reflects impairments from the first half and the write-off of the deferred tax asset. In terms of non-current liabilities, the increase there from 16.8 to 25.6, you can see is that term loan from Newbridge, the secured loan that we have settled in that period. And there's a slight adjustment there in terms of contingent consideration from 14 down to 11.5, the liability for that, because of the extension of the Tech Innovate earn-out period from 5 years to 7 years. Looking at the results then on a segment basis, business by business, if we look at Ananda Health, you can see the revenue there, as we've said, flat year-on-year, 12.8 to 13, reflecting those difficult conditions in the U.S. market. 80% of that revenue is from the U.S., 20% of it is from our Australian nutraceutical business. Margins on a normalized basis up from 61% to 70%, and our operating costs in this business have reduced nicely from 16.8 to 14.8, so 12% reduction, 2 million reduction year-on-year. And our CapEx in this business has remained low for the last year or two. So overall, the EBITDA loss on a normalized basis was $3.8 million, but it's important to note that that included R&D within that number of 2.7. When we look at Hemp Black, 17.3 million of revenue up from 13.8, gross margins improving from 44 to 50%. Operating costs in that business were flat year-on-year, and again, ongoing investment in that business, you can see through the R&D line as we continue to build out our sales pipeline, working with new partnerships and manufacturing partnerships that we're now seeing coming through. Ananda Food, revenue down from 3.6 to 2.2. Margins were impacted because of the costs that we had without revenues, being able to recognize for lost crops. Operating costs were up from 2.2 to 2.7 year-on-year, and CapEx in that business remained very low. And in the corporate segment, overall operating costs down 6%. So looking at cash flow, overall operating cash outflows of $6.9 million in FY23. That included cash investment in R&D of $5 million and also those U.S. government receivables that I mentioned earlier being collected, $2.6 million for the ERC, the employment retention credits coming through during the year, and $3.8 million that we recorded in February that we received for income tax being refunded. Looking at investing cash flows, the cost base shift, you can also see coming through those operating cash flows. So as Eric said, 8.8 million of annualized net cash operating savings in the second half compared to the first half from the exiting of those non-core businesses, lower headcount, and also the lower overhead that we now have in the business. As we move into FY24, we've taken the investment that we'll continue to make into the gynecological portfolio, the R&D portfolio in EIF Bio. We've taken that investment effectively off balance sheet. We will fund that through external investment, and we expect that total cost to be in the order of $5 million through FY24. Investment cash flows reduced during the year as well, and reduced in on a half-and-a-half basis as well. And lastly, just looking at the financing receipts there, you can see in the first half, that's primarily the receipt of funds on that secured new bridge loan and also a partial repayment of an unsecured loan during that period as well. I'll hand back to Eric.
Thanks, Jonathan. Just to give everyone a reset of where we are, our strategy is always, we have a portfolio of high-quality manufacturing businesses across Hemp Black, Ananda Health, and Ananda Food. And in Hemp Black, as part of the refocused strategy that we have, there are two core areas that we're focused on. One is performance yarn extrusion, which we have deep experience in. And in this business, we innovate the high-performance solutions using some deep technical expertise and an engineering-based approach. And what this business has always done is establish long-term global partners who we take the scale manufacturing level. The second major area that our focus is on bio-based compounding and extrusion. And this is where we compound bio-based materials and develop sustainable products. And this is where we have the same performance as traditional plastics. The focus on the global clients here are those who are actually introducing sustainable materials to help meet their ESG initiatives. And our second business, Ananda Health, focuses on professional cannabinoid-based health products out of Georgetown, Kentucky. And our facility in Kentucky manufactures high-quality products that are research-backed and formula in a certified GMP, it's a TGA-certified, and an FDA-registered facility, which is quite significant and important. We're actually licensed to manufacture pharmaceuticals for Australia and dietary supplements for the United States. Core skills that we have are product innovation, quality control, and we have scale production that allows us to support internal and external brands. And finally, Newcastle, Australia, our Ananda Food business, is an ingredients and foods manufacturer. It's a HACCP-certified food production facility, and as you know, we currently manufacture and package food in large format grocery stores for human products, and we also are an ingredient supplier and product innovator for animal and pet products. One thing we found over the past half year has been that a common theme for partners coming to us is the alignment of our values and a commitment to impact and sustainability, as this becomes a differentiating factor when all things are considered equal. On the next slide, I'll talk about Hemp Black. And Hemp Black, as I mentioned, is focused on two core capabilities, and it's an advanced manufacturing that brings innovation to scale for global partners. So what typically happens, a partner comes to us with a problem, and the team innovates a solution for that problem, and then the goal is to bring that to scale manufacture for that partner. On the left-hand side of the slide, I'll talk about synthetic turf yarns and medical device yarns. Now, both of these clients are long-term clients of over 5 years, and the machines typically run 24/7. So synthetic turf yarns, we produce nylon and polypropylene yarns at high specifications. For the top-end manufactured outdoor turf solutions. And as I mentioned, we have several long-term global clients, and this business runs at 24/7. There are industry tailwinds, and demand is quite high in this business, mainly because people are moving towards year-round use, and there's no watering, mowing, and maintenance of these types of fields. The second business line is the medical device yarns. We have one very long-term global client who we supply yarn for them to produce knitted vascular grafts for transplants. And as some of you know, these medical yarns are FDA-approved products, which gives a very high barrier to change. When it comes to the next two, I'll talk about sustainable packaging and performance apparel yarns, and these are new partnerships that are being developed right now that I discussed. So the performance apparel yarns is with Under Armour. As mentioned, we are entering a three-year partnership. We are currently completing the commissioning and build of the equipment to produce these yarns. And mentioned earlier, revenue should be about half year revenue, about $5 million, and full production for this financial year when we exit the second half at $9 million. And we are planning future growth for the second machine to be built within the next 12 to 18 months. And this business gives us a very long pathway and runway for profitability and growth. The sustainable packaging client, we entered the long-term agreement with them as well to be the manufacturer of their sustainable packaging. And this is an alternative to polystyrene foam, and most of us will call it styrofoam. And so the key differentiating factor for this product is typical styrofoam doesn't degrade. Their technology degrades the styrofoam in 60 days in water. So at full production, we expect revenue $3 million as a measured ramp-up with further growth opportunities with this partner. In partnerships under development right now is our bioplastics area. And we are producing bioplastic products that are manufactured with a portion of bio-based materials. And it could provide an advantage for clients seeking ESG initiatives that they have to fulfill. The products include biopallets and biototes. There's client development in progress, and we will keep the market informed in line with continuous disclosure requirements. On the next page, I'll talk to Ananda Health. And once again, at the core, we've, as a company, we've always had significant clinical research. So we have research-backed and quality manufactured solutions for the professional market. On the left-hand side, we supply Ananda Professional, our internal brand, which has been our core business, focusing on independent pharmacies and U.S. practitioners. We've moved towards condition-specific formulas. For example, before we, our formulas dealt with the strength of the formula, and now we actually focus on pain, sleep, and anxiety as condition-specific as the industry matures. We support independent pharmacies right now through inside and outside sales force, and we're working with healthcare practitioners through third-party platforms and specialist sales staff. Another part of our business that's starting to expand is bringing on white label clients, and a lot of this is due to contraction in the industry of manufacturers and increased standard and quality requirements. And so we utilize existing capacity to support these pharmacies and other brands, and we're vertically integrated so we can do soft gel, tinctures, topicals, and gummies. And those, as I mentioned, in the black headings are some dietary supplements that are in the U.S., and we can support it as an FDA-registered facility. In the green, we have pharmaceutical products. And in Australia, we support S4 and SA, and as a TGA-certified lab, we're able to do that. When those in Australia know, medicinal cannabis is sold as an S4 to prescribers via a special access scheme, and we're currently working with two distributors, one which is added very recently. And in the U.S., we've discussed our clinical research portfolio, and we support four external studies, and we actually provide the active and the placebo product to support these studies. And actually, these are active studies going on, and they're used using our FDA registration to support this. And the last one I'll talk about is under development, and this is EOF Bio. And I mentioned it earlier about this being taken off balance sheet. So EOF Bio is a biotech entity that we established to commercialize our IP portfolio specific on women health diseases. The patents that we have include the manufacturing, the systems and methods of producing hemp extracts and compositions, which is quite an important patent to have. And the focus of this working with EOF Bio is that the Ananda Health facility will be the supplier of clinical study products. And in the future, should it progress to commercialization, it will be a future drug manufacturer out of this facility. And as an overlay in the U.S., many of you heard about the regulatory environment potentially getting more stringent. This is something we've been waiting on for many years. It's hard to predict when this will actually happen, but there's a likelihood that Congress will mandate the FDA to regulate CBD more closely. We're very comfortable and actually look forward to this because the FDA focuses on patient safety, and it'll either come in the form of more stringent manufacturing rules or point-of-sale control, which would be pharmacies. So we're very comfortable with whatever comes through on regulation. And the last strategy slide I'll talk through is our EOF Bio. And EOF Bio, as mentioned, lowers risk in commercializing women's health patent portfolio. So if you recall, we have a significant patent portfolio on a range of gynecological diseases that includes ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, head and neck cancer, and non-malignant diseases. On the right-hand side, there are very large market opportunities and, in most cases, very poor solutions for the market. And in terms of EOF Bio, it reduces cost while we retain the risk while we retain upside. So EOF shareholders won't bear the cost of this portfolio going forward. However, we preserve a large majority of the potential upside as Ecofiber being a shareholder in this entity. And the external funds actually allows us to get dedicated management team who specializes in biotech capabilities. And it also establishes relationships with leaders in the pharma and oncology industry to help improve our success. And finally, as I mentioned on the last slide, the additional upside comes as the Ananda Health business will be the manufacturer for EOF Bio and any products that come off of that. And EOF Bio's current status is we raised money for Tranche 1 at a $30 million valuation. As I mentioned, Ecofiber is still a major shareholder. We're working on Tranche 2 at this time, and the funds will be used to fund Phase 2 clinical trials, which we will hope to eventually sell or license the intellectual property. And once again, we'll keep the market updated as per continuous disclosure requirements. And finally, to bring it all together on the summary and the outlook, I just want to highlight that in the second half of the last financial year, our focus was to simplify the business and reset our cost base. We're targeting positive operating cash flow in FY24. In the first half of FY24, we're projecting an EBITDA loss as we complete implementation. And this is implementation of the new Hemp Black partnerships that I discussed with two of them. And what happens is with the medical business, we disclosed earlier, the medical yarn business is going to be inventory back to pre-COVID levels. And so there'll be a 5-month gap of revenue from our medical yarn business. But that business restarts up in January at its full run rate. And finally, raising Tranche 2 EOF Bio and operationalize that business. With everything from first half 24 being completed, we enter second half 24 basically at full run rate for these initiatives I discussed. And we project for the positive with businesses run mentioned full run rate, and EOF Bio will be fully funded. So with that, I thank everybody for their time, and we will open up to see if there are any questions that anyone might have. And if not, I will thank you for your time. So it looks like we have no questions, and once again, feel free to please contact myself or Jonathan via our investor relations portal. And once again, thank you very much for being a shareholder. And we look forward to speaking again at the AGM and happy results.
And this concludes today's presentation. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.